That is not true at all. There is the evidence that there were murderers, there were intruders at this house on that day. There was a fight with the dogs. There were vicious dogs at my city homestead. These people fought with the dogs and they were repelled by the dogs the first time. And then they came back and then they succeeded in lighting the house. They are known. They were mentioned by name, by eyewitnesses and by my city family. And they have not been arrested. This is not the first time that the my city have been attacked by ZANU-PF. And this is not the first time that fire has been against them. This boy Christ Powers had the scars which were sustained when the house he was in was torched again. And he had a broken leg which he sustained at the time that some well-known ZANU-PF people were raping his mother. So there is a history of attack on the my city family. And we see it stretch that Nathaniel Maneru writes on Saturday telling us how the boy could have died. And the same version is what the police are telling us on Monday. Please excuse us. We are not fools as people of Zimbabwe.
Are you going to challenge these police findings?
We are going to make sure that this murder does not go unpunished. That the murderers are brought to book. And we are going to go both nationally and internationally to bring the murderers to book. If the government of Zimbabwe was so transparent, they should have allowed international investigators into this matter.